Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning. We are talking about getting healed. Now, you can always get more information about the books that a lot of this material is coming from by going to wecanprepare.org. And if you've got any questions about ordering or what's in the books or any question about this broadcast, or if you'd like to submit a question or topic to be discussed on our Saturday open line programs, you can email me at diane@wecanprepare.org. Again, that's diane@wecanprepare.org. Or, of course, you can always call in during a live program. We've been talking about the hindrances to getting healed. And initially we were talking about how to get healed, what healing is, how to get healed, the hindrances to getting healed. Now we're coming through that process. And what will be the results of getting healed? Now, we all have notions and ideas about what our life would be like if everything that we wanted, we got. You know, if the problems in our lives would go away, if we got what we wanted, if we got what we asked for. We all have visions and expectations about what it would be like. And likewise with getting healed, what our life would be like if we got the healing that we were asking for. For most of us, the desired result of getting healed is simply to feel better. To get out of a particular situation, you know, that's causing us pain, to solve a problem or fix a relationship. From God's perspective, and fortunately for us, getting healed and learning to get healed has a much greater effect on our entire being. It has a greater impact and far more reaching impact than just getting out of the pain. As we get healed in our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotion, our body is relieved of much of its physical stress. Likewise, as we get healed in our physical bodies, our soul is freed from the distractions of pain. But since our spirit does not receive healing, since it is not wounded, is your spirit affected when your soul or your body are healed? Absolutely. Because it is through your soul and your body that your spirit expresses itself. Those wounds are hindrances to your spirit. God's true nature is to give. And since we now also have that nature, our true nature is also to give. As our soul and our body are healed, both God and our spiritual selves are freed to be true to their giving nature. So, as we are healed in our soul and our body, even though our spirit is never wounded and therefore never needs to be healed, removing those hindrances frees your spirit to flow through your soul and your body. That flowing is something you have to experience for yourself in order to know true freedom, true rest, true behavior that lines up with who you truly are. Right now, so much effort, we put in so much effort to trying to be who we are. We try to act like a Christian. We try to behave a certain way according to our calling, according to fulfilling our perception of God's will for our lives. When we are healed, that effort is no longer necessary. We enter that true rest where it is God's life flowing through our soul and body effortlessly because there is no hindrance. God doesn't need our help. He needs our availability. All we need to do is go with the flow. Here are some other beneficial results of getting healed. Getting healed results in being made whole emotionally. This is a gradual process that will take many of us by surprise because we've never experienced it before. Being whole in our emotions does not mean we will always feel good or feel happy, or even that we'll feel anything at all. In fact, getting healed in our emotions means we will not be dependent on our feelings. We will not be dependent on how we are feeling to determine how we are doing. We won't depend on how we're feeling to know we are loved, to know we are accepted, to know we are valued, appreciated. Getting healed in our emotions will result in the flow of God's life not being hindered by our emotions. Even as we, each one of us as an individual, learn to appreciate and enjoy our emotions, our God-given emotions, according to whatever makeup, whatever temperament God gave us. God gave you a particular makeup of your soul that included emotions that worked in a certain way. God gave those to you. They're not broken. They're not fallen. They're not in need of correction or healing in and of themselves. It's only as we have believed lies that we have been wounded in our emotions. But your basic temperament is not broken. And he's not going to fix it. He's going to restore it to its original intent as he sees fit. Again, he gave you the temperament, the soul, that he wanted you to have, and he's restoring that soul. So the more you are healed, the more you are free to be the unique creation that God intended. You're not becoming more and more like him in your soul. You're becoming more and more like you in your soul. Getting healed results in a yielded will. As we are healed, our will, again that second part of the soul, becomes freed from flesh, our self-will. And we learn how to join our will to God's will. Because we are free to accept now in our will what we have already accepted in our spirit, his purpose, his desires, his intent flows freely into and through our will. We take on his desires as our own. We're not doing his desires. We have his desires. We learn to want what he wants, not because we understand what he wants or have learned what he wants or feel like it, but simply because he wants it. And now what he wants fills our will and becomes what we want. Healing for our will frees us to choose his way. It is not until our will is healed, it is not until our will is released to have the strengths and weaknesses God created your particular will to have. It is not until your will is healed that you can have a free will. You don't have a free will now. Your will is in bondage. It is in bondage to the wounds, the misbeliefs, and your enemies that because you believe these lies about who you are, who God is, because you're believing those, because of your wounds, you are vulnerable to your enemies. And your will is bound by these lies. So your will is anything but free. And the purpose of free will is not to choose what you want and then be judged by it. The purpose of your free will is so you can be fully available to receive God's will. Not so you can make the right choice. Not so you can be judged according to your choice. But so you can accept. Because you're fully available and flexible and exactly what God created your will to be. Some have strong wills. Some have weak wills. God does not value one over the other. Whatever you've got, that's what God gave you. And he gave you exactly what he wanted you to have. As we grow in dependence on God, we grow in the freedom and responsibility to the point where God even lets us choose for ourselves, confident that because we have his nature, we have his motives, and we'll choose his way for ourselves. When our will is free, is healed, the only choices we make are for the best. When you are healed in your soul, you've already tasted, you've tasted of the freedom, the rest, the life in God. And you will continue to choose what is best for yourself. And once you've experienced that God is what's best for you, you will not turn from it. We think that, looking back at Adam and Eve, we think that they chose to do their own thing. And that's what God rejected them, kicked them out of the garden for, was because they chose another way. And that was the great sin. They chose to listen to another way, and they chose then to do their own thing. And we are told that they turned from God. The problem is that opportunity had never been there before. That opportunity came from God. Not as a temptation, but as a teaching method. Our goal is not to return to the relationship that Adam and Eve, or even just Adam, as a single being, male and female, had with God. We are not returning to that. We have something in our relationship with God that they did not have and never could have had. We have appreciation. We have gratitude. We know what it's like not to have life. We appreciate and accept God's life and his love and his acceptance and his value. That's something that Adam and Eve never experienced while they were in the garden, because they had always had it. Their will was always free. Their emotions were always free. Their mind was always free. They always knew God's mind, his will, and his emotions. Their soul was always joined to him. Their body was always joined, was always complete. There were no wounds. There was no flesh. There was no doing their own thing. But God could not share his fullness with them. And that's what his desire is. Because they could never say thank you. They could never accept what God gave because they already had it. They were already just like him, but could never realize who he was, what he was created to be, what he had created in them. They were always full. It is only by experiencing lack that we appreciate fullness. We don't value what costs us nothing. For Adam and Eve, relationship, fullness with God cost them nothing. So they did not value it. For you and I, we will, as we are experience healing and freedom and that joy and rest and peace that comes from accepting who God is and his life in us and through us. As we accept that fullness of who he is, we experience gratitude. We just say thanks. We don't try to deserve it or keep it or live up to it. We just say thanks. And then we want more. And that's what God wants for us, to want more. And that's one of the ways you'll know his freedom, is do you want more of it? Now, there are ramifications in our lives, because freedom and responsibility go hand in hand. Authority and responsibility go hand in hand. We're not talking about childishness. We're talking about childlikeness, accepting what our daddy gives us and then accepting the responsibility that comes along with it. You have eternal life. Start acting like it. A third result of getting healed is that getting healed results in our mind being renewed to God's truth. Not just what is true or what we believe to be true. I'll bet that if I asked you, you wouldn't be able to put your finger on anything that you think that is a lie. I'll bet you believe that everything that you believe is true. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't be going, oh, I want to believe something that's not true. That sounds like fun. No. We construct our beliefs around what we believe to be true. But hopefully by now you've also realized that there is a construct, the way we put our beliefs together. We don't always seek out the truth. We don't always look for God's truth. We look for what suits us. We look and we gravitate and we construct what is held together that makes sense to us. Change is hard. Change is confrontational to the way we've done things. But when we change according to what God is asking us to do, we know that the results will be freedom. They may not be the results we're looking for, but they will be the results that he has designed for us. So getting healed results in our mind being renewed to truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. This truth isn't right doctrine as opposed to wrong doctrine. This truth is a description or a facet of the character of God. A character and identity that we now share. Truth is the reality and substance of the existence and nature of God Himself. It's not something He does or has. It is part of, it is our way of describing part of His character. You know, we always have to have many words to describe God. And yet, when He had to name Himself, all He said was, I am. To try to describe Him more would be to overwhelm us. We must experience Him to truly know Him. So as our mind is healed, we not only come to know and understand things about God, we are made able to receive and experience His mind, His thoughts, His ways. Our mind is also renewed to the truth about ourselves. As we are healed, we more and more can acknowledge the overarching plan of God concerning His purposes and plans for us as individuals, as well as for this world and for the timeless ages. So, the more He heals us, the more we are able to accept His long-term goals, His idea of eternal life, His idea of time and ages. Our healed mind is freed and is then able to receive and give His thoughts, which are creative life. We are also more and more able to appreciate and enjoy the unique characteristics God created in our own mind. Just as in your emotions, just as in your will, the mind God gave you as part of your temperament is exactly what He wanted you to have. He handpicked your mind. He handpicked your emotions. He handpicked your will. And then He formed those into your soul. There's nothing wrong with your soul. Your soul is perfect for you. The problem is that through inheritance, through our own life history, through being born disconnected from God, our soul, your soul, was wounded, was damaged. And you've believed, you've grown up thinking that that's all you had. There were no other options. But God is not going to let you stay there. He is healing you, whether you are aware of it or not. But we want to learn to cooperate with Him and join Him in the process so that we can not only appreciate that healing, but we can stand and say, thanks, God. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again on Thursday morning to talk about knowing Him, knowing God, developing an intimate supernatural relationship with Him. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. I'll see you Thursday.